There we go.
106.7. Bonze. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Governance activist urges Lungu family to allow verification of ECL's remains. Finance minister defends government's plans to seek further IMF funding. And in global news, Canada follows France and UK with plan to recognize Palestinian state. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Governance activist Wesley Mianda says government's request to verify the remains of former President Edgar Lungu is long overdue and has urged the Lungu family to allow the process to go ahead to dispel any doubts. Reports indicate that the Zambian government has asked the South African court for access to the morgue where the late president's body is being kept for purposes of identification, while the family has reportedly asked the state to cover costs related to the delayed funeral. Mr. Mianda has criticized the family and the former ruling Patriotic Front for what he describes as premeditated actions, citing the announcement of parallel funeral arrangements and a mourning period without coordinating with government as examples of how their demands and actions have stalled the burial of Mr. Lungu. He says it is unfair for the family to demand compensation from government when their own conditions have contributed to the delay in burying the late former head of state, and is disappointed that the protracted process has failed to yield consensus between the state and the family. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mianda has also expressed concern that most stakeholders, aside from the family, including opposition leaders, have not viewed the body, while government has already spent money on burial preparations and other logistics, which remain on hold.
Looking at the period that we have so far covered, you know, with this funeral that has dragged on, I think it's just right that the family for sure should do allow the identification and authentication of the remains of the former head of state, so that there's that kind of assurance that, you know, this body is there. There has been some kind of an oversight on the part of the government, because from the time this funeral happened, I think the government has been trailing, you know, behind. It's like the family and, you know, the former ruling party actually were ahead of, you know, the government, where they made announcement, you know, about the funeral.
Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Musokotwane has defended government's decision to seek further funding from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, following the recent disbursement of $184 million. Dr. Musokotwane says the latest funding is the sixth installment under the Extended Credit Facility Program that began in 2022 and is due to conclude in October 2025. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Musokotwane has clarified that the latest engagement with the IMF is aimed at maintaining macroeconomic stability, strengthening foreign exchange reserves, and addressing balance of payments pressures rather than financing long-term development projects. The minister explains that short-term liquidity support is sought from the IMF, while long-term development projects such as roads, schools, and water supply are funded through development banks like the World Bank. Dr. Musokotwane has also noted that the IMF program has helped to stabilize the exchange rate, keeping the kwacha close to 23 per US dollar despite global shocks, which he says reflects prudent management of external reserves.
It's not a new program.
we've had this problem since 2022. That money did not come in at once. It comes in half yearly on the basis of checking whether government is on track with what it is agreed with the IMF on what it is going to do. We are members of both the World Bank, IMF, African Development Bank, and so forth. From the World Bank side, that's where we borrow money for long-term development, because the World Bank, it was created for that particular purpose. The IMF was not created for that particular purpose. The IMF function or role is that of providing money for short-term financial support.
The Policy Monitoring and Research Center, PMRC, says there is need for clear policies and frameworks in Zambia's gold mining value chain before the Bank of Zambia can start stocking the mineral in its reserves. PMRC Acting Executive Director, Dr. Sidney Mwamba, was reacting to calls by some economists for the central bank to be the buyer of first resort for locally produced gold. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Mwamba said while gold reserves provide a strong buffer during economic uncertainty, rushing to buy gold without a formalized value chain could expose the central bank to legal complications. He has urged government to quickly formalize the gold mining value chain to avoid the Bank of Zambia dealing with illegitimate entities.
Until such a time when we have an organized gold mining, which is done in a proper, organized, and legally ring-fenced structures, we should be able to have main players coming on board, including the Bank of Zambia, in terms of buying some of these reserves.
The Oil Marketing Companies Association of Zambia, OMCAS, says the country's fuel supply chain has recorded significant improvements in transparency and accountability since the introduction of the open access regime by addressing corruption around the tendering process. Association President Dr. Kafula Mubanga attributes the progress to political will in addressing challenges in the energy sector by decentralizing the system from the Ministry of Energy and involving other stakeholders such as law enforcement agencies to verify supply capacity and records. Dr. Mubanga says although there were irregularities at the start of the open access system, there is now need to strengthen the policy and legal framework to deal with technical issues such as product safety and the use of private fuel stock at Tazama during shortages. He has also called for clarity on whether fuel supply tenders should be issued quarterly or twice a year, and on the volumes to be moved by contractors, while warning against reverting to a monopoly. Mr. Mwanga says competition on the pipeline has so far been positive, resulting in a downward impact on pump prices.
I must state without hesitation that as OMCAS, we are very impressed with government involvement at every level in terms of vetting process. That was missing initially. The power to supply was entirely for Ministry of Energy, but now you can see that various stakeholders, government wing, investigative wing, they're all involved in ensuring that, number one, the ones that are contracted to supply have capacity, proper record system. That is, in a way, sending a clear message of government's commitment to eradicate corruption around the tendering process.
In global news, Prime Minister Mark Carney has said Canada plans to recognize a Palestinian state in September, becoming the third G7 nation to make such an announcement in recent days. Carney said the move depends on democratic reforms, including the Palestinian Authority holding elections next year without Hamas. His remarks come a day after the UK announced it would recognize a Palestinian state in September unless Israel agreed to a ceasefire and other conditions, and a week after France unveiled a similar plan. For this and other global stories, we monitored the BBC.
Canada's become the latest Western power to announce plans to recognize a Palestinian state. The Prime Minister, Mark Carney, said the dramatic policy shift had happened in September as long as the Palestinian Authority carried out various democratic reforms. Israel's accused Canada of rewarding Hamas. The Hamas-run civil defense agency in Gaza says Israeli forces killed dozens of people waiting to collect aid in the north of the territory on Wednesday. The Israeli military said it fired warning shots but had no knowledge of casualties. Syrian and Israeli